The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTK.com. Also in the college basketball news, we spent time talking about here Mike Smith, his announcement yesterday that he's departing. Arizona announced yesterday that Sean Miller has to depart. like you can't come back here.
Yeah, but did you read the details, Sam? He didn't get fired for the scandal.
No,
the quote is that he got fired for not winning enough and not winning up to the Arizona standards. That was the quote from the AD yesterday.
You know, it's double talk because they talked about how they, after an assessment of the things that they need, the standards they need to meet on and off the court.
Yeah, but they talk about winning. I'm like, you could have just put it all on that he is. I know that he's, I guess, not directly in all the app, but he's still, it's all the FBI wiretaps. You don't have to be Kansas, Sam. You don't have to give the guy a lifetime contract.
Here's the quote from the AD. He said, "We're evaluating the overall position of the program, and that includes on-court and off-court elements. When you step back and evaluate where the program is, we have incredibly high standards to have success on and off the court. We evaluated it, and we decided at this time it's the appropriate time to make a change so we can restore and rebuild the overall status of this world-class basketball program." Now, look, is it just lip service, the off-court thing? I agree with you, Ira. This is purely an on-the-court scenario because the tape doesn't get any less damning with Christian Dawkins with them. The AD was a Book Richardson talking about how Sean Miller was paying DeAndre Ayton $10,000 a month. I mean, does that resonate more a couple years after the fact? No, but it's something you say. It's something you throw in when you fire a guy. You don't want it to just be. I mean, they went 17-9.
But he's like, in the end, he's like, he was fired. The program is not meeting those high expectations, and he was talking about winning and losing. He may throw the, as you said, he may throw the off court stuff in there, but the fact is, they didn't make the NCAA tournament this year. That's why he got fired. If they were in Arizona's or in UCLA's position, Sam, right? Maybe they squeaked into the first four, but they made a run. Who would be the coach at Arizona right now?
Yeah, I would guess Sean Miller. I would guess. I don't know what whether the temperature was rising more as the NCAA began.
Surely losing.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. And this was an opportunity for anyone. The fan base was defiant through all that. It's not like the fan base was, in uproar to fire Sean Miller in the wake of his tape. And so, was the AD, is he putting his finger up, licking his finger and putting it up in the wind, waiting to see, whether this would be something that could fly. And now that they didn't make the tournament, oh, yeah, it flies now. And people are not pleased, do not believe on the court or off the court in recruiting that they can compete at the level that Arizona is accustomed to competing at. And so now's the time to let them go. Replacements. It gets interesting. And so to bring it back to Michigan, Wildcat Authority, they have their hot board. Guess who's on it? John Beilein.
Yeah, that's. I think it's just to put big names that are available on the board.
I think so too.
Sam, you're going to find out. We're going to find this out, Sam. Tell me if I'm wrong. Juwan Howard's making a lot of people some money. Mike Woodson, he got Mike Woodson a job. I'm not saying that Mike Woodson wouldn't have had, he was a coach already, but Mike Woodson became the Indiana head coach because of Juwan Howard. And Miles Simon or Damon Stoudemire is going to become the head coach at Arizona because of Juwan Howard. Again, they have resumes. So these guys are not like when Houston hired Clyde Drexler a bunch of years ago and he was completely unqualified. These guys have resumes for it. But Juwan's getting these guys jobs because most of these alumni, former players that come back to coach don't succeed at their alma maters. Juwan has through two seasons. So, Sam, don't you agree? Don't you think he's making somebody some more money at Arizona, whether it's Stoudemire or Miles Simon or maybe Jason Terry's in coaching?
Yeah, you know what? I wonder, too, getting back to Beilein for a minute, is this just someone, you know, putting up a dartboard and say, hey, here's a big name. Let's throw him out there. Arizona is a good retirement state, according to folks. I don't know if it'd be enticing the locale. But I'm just, you know, if you don't emerge as a, you know, nothing really takes hold with Indiana. I just have a hard time believing there's anything to this Arizona deal. But to your point about Damon Stoudemire and Miles Simon, especially, yes, the Juwan Howard factor is very much at play. Yet in the case of Stoudemire, you know, he's a little, Miles Simon is an assistant with the Lakers. Right now, but Damon Stoudemire is a head coach. You know, Damon Stoudemire is at Pacific, but still, he's a head coach. He was a longtime assistant before that. He spent a stint as an assistant, I believe, at Arizona. Let me go back and look at his coaching resume. But I believe Damon Stoudemire was an assistant at his alma mater for a season or two. And you look at his track record, and I wonder if his profile is the yeah, he was an assistant at Arizona from 2013 to 2015. And then he left there to be an assistant at Memphis, 2015 and 2016, and then he's been a head coach at Pacific since 2016. He was the WCC Coach of the Year in 2020, and has had that program on an upward trajectory. I mean, this year they sort of leveled off a bit, but they have been gradually improving. And I wonder if his resume will be the most enticing to the folks down there in Tucson. Miles Simon won a national championship there. I don't know how much, you know, your playing days juice carries, but he's an assistant with the Lakers. If it's me and I'm looking at the two, I like the guy who has extensive recruiting experience.
I think that he's going to be, I think that he's probably going to be the guy. I've been reading a little bit about it, and he sounds like the guy. As you said, he was at Arizona's assistant. He's got the head coaching experience. And it's not like he has been at the University of Pacific and had a bad record, right? He maybe didn't have a great year this year, but a lot of people are getting COVID passes anyway, so I don't think they're going to hold that against him. And he's going to be a guy that's going to be pretty well received, you would think, right, by their fan base. Damon Stoudemire is one of their own. They love Damon down there. So I think that he'd be a guy that would fit that bill. And, I mean, this is not that Juwan's the first one, right? I mean, Gary Williams did this. You can go back many years and find guys that went back to their alma maters to coach and have had success. It's just in the last 15 or so, 20 years, there's only been a small handful, and Juwan's the guy that's kind of bringing that resurgence. But I think Damon Stoudemire is going to be the guy. If I hadn't thought about Mike Woodson as an Indiana alum back when that search started, or maybe that name would have popped in my head, but Damon Stoudemire's name was the first name that popped in my head because I knew he was in coaching. The Miles Simon name was the second name that popped in my head because I knew he was in coaching. And I don't think any other names matter. You could put some fancy names on there, Sam, just to you could put Luke Walton's name on there if you wanted to be fancy, right? He's an Arizona guy. You could, if you wanted to get fancy and just to get some more Arizona names or some other, but in the end, I think it's going to be Stoudemire or Miles Simon.
Real quick, so Miles Simon, he too was an assistant at Arizona back in the early 2000s from 2005 to 2008. So he does have some experience doing that. It's been a while. But he does have some experience doing that. He's been an assistant with the Lakers since 2017. But the coaching track record, the extensive college coaching track record for Damon Stoudemire, I would think gives him a leg up. In addition to the fact that hey, he's run a program, he's running a program. So if you're balancing the two, comparing the two, I think that Stoudemire just. Eye test would be the guy. Now, I'd have to see how they interview But yeah, this is one. That's the other thing that sticks out here, because you mentioned Clyde Drexler, who had no experience. You worry about guys coming from the pros. Can they get used to can they handle the college grind? Clyde Drexler could not handle the college grind. It's a different job. You're coaching basketball, but you're a father figure. You got to recruit. You're dealing with parents. I mean, it's totally different ball of wax.
Yeah, Sam, so I remember who wrote it. I'm sure we've heard it in a bunch of places about Juwan with this. And this holds true for, you know, maybe not a Stoudemire or a Miles Simon who didn't make the money that Juwan made in the NBA. But Clyde Drexler obviously had a really good NBA career. Any of these guys that had really good NBA careers, especially that had a lot of money and they wanted to, and they don't need to coach, right? They want to do it. And so their level of want is what's going to be their, essentially is going to be their success. You have to not just want it, you have to be able to put in the grind. And Juwan's a grinder. Not everybody is able to do that, especially once you've gotten, you know, once you're comfortable in the bank, it's a lot easier to not be a grinder anymore, even if you were a grinder to get to that point in your life. Juwan has maintained that mentality of grinding, which is not usual for someone that has accumulated as much money playing professional basketball as he did, but he got that bug late in his career and it, you know, it flipped that switch in him and he has maintained it. I don't, you know, again, it's not the same conversation. I don't think Damon Stoudemire made the same kind of money in the NBA. Miles Simon obviously didn't either. So those guys are, it's not quite the same, but they still have to want it. It's not just, it's something to do. They have to want it. And Stoudemire obviously showing, as you said, having been in the college ranks, has shown that he's willing and able to do that. Not everybody is. Mike Woodson has to prove that now, right? He's the next guy that's on the, you know, that's time to prove it. But that's why he's bringing in some of these, you know, like a Dane Fife with him to help with that side of it.
Absolutely.
Arizona will fill pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, we would talk about it anyway, but when I saw, you know, John's name, I said, okay, we'll talk about it a little more, even though I don't think there's any. I think this is just, you come up with, you got to put names on a hot board, Ira. I mean, you know, you got to add a few, at least this is how some approach it. You got to add a few to make it more interesting. I feel like that this is one of those times. So we'll certainly be following it. It makes me ask, how's Will Wade still working? I mean, is it just because they made the tournament, Ira? They made the, you know, they won a game in the tournament. Is that why he still is working? And now Sean Miller isn't. I think it is, to your point, as simple as that. We need to get to a break. It's 6:44 on a Thursday morning. We got a jam-packed show, a fun show, as always, as we are going to get back with our coaches that we talk to on Thursdays, get to the MGO Blog Roundtable a lot more. So it'll come here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the Ticket.